That was so enjoyable. You wouldn't think this person would be a big timer, and they're not. They're not.
How do I know that? I felt like I got big time.
I know. I'm here to tell you. I don't think it happened that way. I mean, it definitely happened the way you're saying it happened.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm gonna tell you. I just think we didn't have cameras out there at the time. He didn't know what you looked like. Now that doesn't excuse the thought process that he didn't. See, now you're getting me to come around here.
Mm-hmm.
Because
I'm just gonna let you talk yourself into this.
Well, because you don't just be nice to people that are on the air. You're supposed to be nice to everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're supposed to just be a human about things and be nice to everybody, and no matter how big or small or whatever their job is or anything about that. And from that perspective, that's not great. That's not a great look.
Mm.
I didn't think about that side of it.
Either they didn't know who I was, and therefore I didn't matter. Or
that's probably the right reason.
They knew who I was. Didn't matter.
It's the first one. I think it's the first one, and I don't know if that makes you feel better or worse. It's definitely worse for him. The first one.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely worse because, like, you know, I told you I've only had great interactions with this guy, and so like, but what's that about? Would we have these same interactions if I had just been, I don't know,
you know, maybe
doing a job that was not on air?
In fairness.
Would that happen? Probably not now.
In fairness.
That's not great.
When I first got nights, I was a little defensive, just a touch defensive. And I might have been a little more combative than I should have been in my youthful zeal.
Yeah.
But the thing that I have certainly had to do this because of going to Charlotte and having to relearn a place and then coming back and all that. If I even remember somebody a little bit or know that they're affiliated, I really try to say hi and really just, you know, not assuming that they know who I am, but just, oh, hi, my name's Nick. How you doing? Just one, I'm a large person and my presence, if you don't know me, can be a little off-putting because I do have RBF and I can look a little John Wayne Gacy. It's just the way
I struggle with that too. I look like I'm constantly angry or constantly mad, yeah. And it's like I'm not. I'm having a good time. It's just how my face goes.
The Halloween wedding.
Yeah.
Kevin and his beautiful bride. She asked Vanessa the next day at work, like, was Nick okay? Because he looked miserable.
No, I was
like,
he was in the zone.
I was Sergio Dip. I was having the time of my life.
Of my life, exactly right.
I had endless drinks, endless food.
It's funny, yeah. I saw the, Marcelo, the guy on SNL. What's his last
Hernandez.
Name? I
don't
remember. Hernandez.
From Northeast Ohio.
He's got a stand-up. He's got a stand-up coming out.
I will not watch it.
Oddly enough, I'll watch it. I'd watch everything.
Well, he's a skit guy. I like skit
guys.
Well,
and so he had this interaction with my guy, Timothy Chalamet, where he comes up to Chalamet and they do this whole like hello type thing. And then this bodyguard, Chalamet's got these bodyguards these days, right?
Which is wild.
And he's got to, Club Chalamet. He's got a whole, there's a whole bunch of nonsense with that. We don't have to get into that right now. You're giving me a look like you want me to get into that right now. We don't have to get into that right now.
Timothée Chalamet, I must have the guards.
People like Chalamet. So Marcelo though, like he goes up and he shakes the bodyguard's hand as if to like, cause obviously he shook, he did the interaction with Chalamet, and then like this is big bodyguard, and he like did this whole like nice to meet you, this is great, like just being a human about it.
Yeah.
And then the internet like lost their minds about the idea that he treated this bodyguard with respect.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you treated him like he's a human. It's like, that's how you're supposed to treat people. Yeah, what are you talking about?
Well, every time, every time we have somebody new back up there, new part timers, I make sure to just be as unprofessional with them as I am with everybody else.
Well, I always think that's you. Just you strike them first, so the first impression's really good. So then they just like, this Nick Wilson guy's great.
Yeah. Well, that's the Nick Wilson rule.
Love him.
Yeah.
I noticed that with you. You give a lot of effort very early on with a lot of the people that
are
new here.
And then at some point, they're like, he's good. It was just a day.
They expose themselves for either being, you know, good at their job, which we like, or somebody that'll only be here for a few months. We don't
that
have to
matters
invest
to
much
you.
Time.
It doesn't matter to me.
You know, well, I mean, it just like, I care if you're good at your job a little bit. Yes, I do.
I care if you're a human. If you're nice, I don't care how good you are at your job here. I don't.
Oh,
I care.
Being
I care
nice
that I'm
matters
good,
more
that
than
you're
anything.
Good. That whoever's in that building or in that chair is good, and our producer. But if you're bad at 2020, I don't give a rip.
I'll be nice to everybody. That's not the discussion.
Oh, we are spinning our wheels.
The discussion is whether or not I get invested.
It's a dog guy all over again.
I can't get invested into everybody. Because if I think you're just going to be here for 3 months and gone, I have 35 people that have been here for 3 months and then are off doing something else. And that's just emotionally taxing for me. That takes a lot out of me.
I think a lot of people are thinking a little less of you
that
right
takes,
now.
And that, if that's what the cross I have to bear off of this convo, then I guess I'll bear it. It's just a moment of honesty. I can't invest my life into everybody.
I think just saying hi and joking around with people is not investing your life. I think it's investing about 30 seconds or so.
Oh, and I do that, and you know that.
I do. If you see something in them. If you see something.
Oh, stop it. What a weird twist this is.
Wait. Have you not told the tale on yourself? Mac.
What a weird Mac, twist this is.
This
tale?
Is not Spin Zone. Fair? Mac, come on, Mac. Get up on that
what
mic.
What is Spin Zone?
I'm not spinning it. There's somebody's trying to spin it right now that I'm twisting it on him. There's no spin from my side.
I think there might be a point where maybe you pull back a little bit.
What does that mean?
In terms of you'll be very invested. You'll joke around and everything like that.
We're talking about me or Nick?
About you.
About me. Oh, yeah. Yes, okay, go ahead. You. Yes, yeah. I want the honest assessment.
Yeah, I think that there's
Mac
times where you joke around with
his hands so much right
He's
now.
He's so nervous about this. It's okay.
No, I think there are times where...
Go ahead, Mac. Keep going. This is going to be a lot of fun for all of us.
Who's your mentor?
Tell me about all the shortcomings I have in life. I really am signed up to hear about this one.
No, I think that you joke around with certain people, and then at a certain point when you realize that, you know what, I don't think I'm going to have to deal with that much anymore, I maybe just say, hi, how's your day going, and then you move on with your day.
I'll be straight with you.
That's not
Mac
bad.
Being uncomfortable and all this, and yeah, I thought you put a nice spin on that, by the way. That was a nice spin.
And by the way, I don't think that's like the wrong read either, by the way.
Nope. No, I don't think it's a bad thing either.
We're just different in that regard. No, yeah, but I remain courteous. For sure, but if I think you're gone in 2 months, I've dealt with too many people.
Mac
I'm just
being
not,
on
I'm
the
not investing
spot
myself.
There was probably my favorite thing that's happened on today's show.
Oh, I'm well aware.
Your voice started to, and you caught yourself. You caught that voice peaking, and you're like, I'm bringing it down. I'm putting the bass in this voice
again.
Bring
it back. Bring it
back. You know what, though? I do appreciate. I appreciate how much that was painful for you to even try to do that to me. That's what I like.
Yeah.
That was nice. It's a very sweet gesture by you.
Mac is a very genuinely nice guy.
To even have that in you to be like, I don't want to really say anything that I think he might be upset with is very nice. That's a good trait you have.
Yeah. I don't have that.
I know you don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you don't.
But I'm the truth broker.
Is that what you are now?
This is co-host.
Yeah, there we go. There we go.
Why aren't the Browns getting credit for Kevin Stefanski? Just real quick here.
What credit are you looking for?
Well, 6 years ago, nobody else was hiring Kevin Stefanski as a head coach. So as I can say, the Browns the last 2 years, no bueno. It has not been good. You've heard it here enough. I've said enough that it's not been good enough. We're all in agreement that 8 wins in 2 years isn't enough. But for all the people waxing nostalgic about the Kevin Stefanski era in Cleveland on national media, 2-time coach of the year, he went to the playoffs twice in Cleveland. They kind of say it like that.
Yeah, they do. As if it's like a thing.
For all of that, the knock on Jimmy Haslam when Stefanski was hired is he doesn't give people time to fail. They didn't fire Kevin. If we were firing Kevin at the first obvious point, it would have been after they won 8 games in his second year or 7 wins in his third year. That would have been an obvious point to fire him, right? Oh, well, that 1 year's a fluke, and then he's won 15 games in the last. Hey, Baker, you could have scapegoated Kevin instead of Baker at any point in that time. They didn't. And not just that, they could have then fired him after last year, where they were talking about playoffs. And they won 3 games.
Well, they probably would have helped him out, actually, if they had fired him last year. Because he probably would have ended up in Jacksonville and might have had a real chance.
So they gave him 6 years in 2 playoff. Again, there's a lot of reasons to it, which is a fair rebuttal, or the context is fair here.
Yeah.
So they hired a guy that nobody else was getting ready to hire. So they found him.
Yeah, they did.
Then they allowed him this platform where he became a 2-time coach of the year.
But I mean, we've got to make this clear too.
And beloved human being around the NFL.
We do have to make this distinction clear because it's important for this search as well. Andrew Berry didn't find Kevin Stefanski.
That's right. Paul D. Podesta did. May he rest in Colorado.
I credit Jimmy Haslam.
Is it because you just don't want to give D. Podesta credit?
I will give D. Podesta 0 credit. I will never give him credit. And based off of his interviews that he's done in Colorado since then, him acknowledging that he basically knew nothing about the NFL at that point, not great.
Here's the thing.
We all knew it. You didn't have to say it, buddy.
You and I have had a dust up or two about how much credit Kevin Stefanski gets for the development of Shedeur Sanders in 7 games this year. And I'm not bringing that back to start another fight. But my point is, I will fight you on credit or not credit.
Haslam interviewed Stefanski before DePodesta was ever in the photo.
Well, what I was going to say is, I'm not going to fight you on DePodesta.
There we
go. That guy.
There
he gets no credit. I hope the Rockies lose 150
games
this year.
In turn, if we're going down the road that you're going down, which is why aren't the Browns getting more credit for the hiring of Kevin Stefanski, we should then in turn be asking, why isn't Haslam getting more credit for the hiring of Stefanski and the patience attached to Stefanski? This is a...
I'm really okay with that.
You're building the case of a rare Jimmy Haslam W.
I'm really okay with that. Again, like, I think there are so many things that are totally fair to criticize Jimmy on. And you would be right. It has been a dumpster fire more often than it's not. It's not a dumpster fire now. Believe it or not, 8 wins in 2 years is pretty bad. It's still not dumpster fire bad for the NFL. That's when we're talking 3, 4, 5 years of 3 wins teams. But as bad as it feels right now, the roster's in an okay place, not a great place, but an okay place. You've got the assets to make it even better this year, and they found the guy that now everybody's exalting as the great savior of the New York Giants, if it's not John Harbaugh.
I know, and the rewriting of this, if we can do revisionist history again, which is always a fun thing.
Do I have to read my prepared statement again?
But the idea is that when they hired Stefanski, he was not anywhere close to being the odds-on favorite. He was not anywhere close to being somebody that the football world thought was the next greatest thing. Like, that really wasn't the reality for Stefanski. Like, they plucked him out of nowhere, essentially. And so... I think you're right in that the football world doesn't give the Browns enough credit for that. Because I don't know that Stefanski, 1 year as an OC in Minnesota, was going to have that many opportunities and people lining up to give him a job. Now, maybe he would have gotten one eventually.
And here's the
thing. But at that point in time, not necessarily.
I think you can spin this no matter how you feel about Kevin Stefanski, too. Like, if you think in the end, like you and I, we think Kevin Stefanski is an average NFL head coach. If you give him talent, he'll win. Mm-hmm. If you don't, he won't. I would say that's about 75% of head coaches I see in the NFL. Well, I say that's not fair. It's about 50%, because then 25 just patently suck, and the other 25 are great. But, or some iteration of really, really good, if not great.
Yeah.
But, like, if I believe he's an average coach, well, average coach is better than anything they had before. Mike Pettine was a dumpster fire. No. I think Mike would have been a better coach. Let me take that one back. I think Mike got a raw deal. That he got caught in the crossfire. But Shermer, who he didn't hire, dumpster fire. Chudzinski was a dumpster fire because of who hired him. Joe Banner, dumpster fire. Hugh Jackson, dumpster fire. Hugh Jackson over Sean McDermott, dumpster fire. Freddie. I mean, come on, what are we doing here? Like, oh, even if you think Kevin is only an average coach, yeah, the Browns found him when nobody else did, and now he's apparently the belle of the ball, getting any job that he wants in the NFL. He's the second coming of freaking Kyle Shanahan to some
people.
Yeah,
I was trying to remember if he'd interviewed with any other coaches in that little coaching cycle or anything like that, and the only other team that I can find that actually gave him the time of day, oddly enough, January 7th, 2019, he interviewed with the Giants.
Ooh, they remember him.
Yeah. Yeah, very Haslam-esque, the idea that they talked to him before, they wanted to have him in, and then they'll probably lean on that. It's an interesting little subplot to all this, but there was not a lot of interest in someone like Stefanski. So, yeah, the Browns do get credit for this.
Bo and Bowling Green. We're Bowling Green guys. You got to stick right there, Bo. Jeff, Cody, you guys stick there as well. Why aren't the Browns getting credit for finding Kevin Stefanski and not firing him? The first chance they get, and we're going to take a look back at our division winners in about 5 minutes here on 92.3 The Fan.